preaching momentarily, and I Googled that word momentarily, and that word, the first definition, Brother Jason, is for a very short time. So we're gonna do the best that we can. I realize I'm the guy standing between you and lunch, and so I'm asking God this morning to come by one more time and just put His hand upon your heart and reassure you and touch you and speak to you today. Amen. Praise God. There's greater preachers here. There's great men of God here, but I count it a privilege to be here with you. And we just want to talk to you for a few minutes from God's Word. Praise God. Isaiah chapter 28 is where we're going to be here this morning, and verse number 9. And we'll begin there. And then 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 4. Isaiah 28 and verse number 9. And then 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 4. Praise the Lord. Appreciate my wife being here and love her so much. We just celebrated 8 years of marriage, and God's 8 is great, Brother Herridge. Amen. 8 is great. God's been good to us, and good to have Sister Emily with us as well. And so thankful for this camp meeting. Praise God. Isaiah chapter 28, and let's begin in verse number 9. The Bible said, "Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine?" Would you say doctrine with me? Doctrine. "Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little and there a little. Or with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, 'This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear.'" Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, if you would, and 2 verses of scripture there. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 4. Praise God. The scripture says, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power." Praise God. "That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Praise the Lord. You look there in verse number 4, there's an important word Paul was writing. He said, "I don't want my preaching to be with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in demonstration." Would you say that with me? Demonstration. I want to talk to you for a few minutes on this thought. The Holy Ghost, both doctrine and demonstration. The Holy Ghost, both doctrine and demonstration. Let's pray together and ask God to anoint and help this morning and speak to our hearts. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we've come to this camp meeting needing your touch, needing your blessing, needing your mighty power. God, we're praying today that by the power of the Holy Ghost, you would speak. Lord, I'm asking you, Father, to tear down every hindrance, every stronghold, every lie of the devil that's been fashioned and formed against your work here. God, we're praying now that the word of God will go forth with power and anointing. Set a watch, Lord, upon my lips, and let me say those things that edify and build up the body of Christ. Lord, I'm praying today you'll speak to pastors and preachers and ministers. Lord, send the Holy Ghost and this word deep into our heart today, and continue the work, Lord, that you've begun in this camp meeting. We'll be careful to praise you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. The Holy Ghost, both doctrine and demonstration. Now, if you look at the newspaper, you look at our world, you look at the media, if you pay attention at all to the news and the internet articles and commentators and things that are going on in this nation. I don't know how many of you are news junkies or you follow the news closely. You're seeing many of these things taking place in our world. We would say they are a demonstration. There's rioting and there's political upheaval. There are people who are protesting. There are people who are occupying public places trying to get their message across. And it seems that their voice is becoming louder and louder by the day. As I'm watching and I'm listening to what's taking place in our nation, I'm also paying attention as a pastor and as a young minister to what's happening in the church, Brother Hatfield. And it concerns me, it bothers me, that when I see young people my age who are easily being moved, Brother Jared Gans, from the doctrines of the Word of God. I want to preach to you for a few minutes here about the doctrine, and then we'll talk about demonstration. But as I'm looking at the world in which I live, I'm very concerned about how that young people and my generation is responding to the doctrines of the Word of God. I can remember growing up in a Pentecostal church and the Spirit of God would begin moving, and I knew that at some point there was going to be a message in tongues, there was going to be an interpretation, there would be prayer around the altars, there would be shouting and running and dancing, there would be the preaching of God's Word, and there would be a Holy Ghost service, an atmosphere where that we could worship God in spirit and in truth. And I want to tell you, that was not something that was just emotion driven, but that was something that we find written in the pages of God's Holy Word. I want to tell you this morning that the Holy Ghost is very much about doctrine. It's very much about what the Scripture said this morning. He's going to make them to understand doctrine. And I've got to tell you here today that line upon line and precept upon precept, this young preacher has been raised in Pentecost. I've been raised at that altar, Brother Lucas. I've been raised in the house of God. I know what it is to be in that place where the Spirit of God is moving. And I've gotten familiar, if you will, to being in the place where the Spirit of God is. But I want to tell you this morning, if we're not careful, we'll allow the world to begin to define the doctrines of the church. I'm concerned this morning when I see people that I went to Bible college with, people that I've preached in meetings with, young people that I've, that young preachers that I've hung around and talked to and fellowship with, are departing from the doctrines of God's Word. I'm not talking about the movement. I'm not talking about, amen, the standards and the traditions of men and forefathers, and all that started with Azusa Street and all that started with the outpourings of the 1900s that Pastor was talking. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the doctrines of God's Word. We are seeing a departure, Brother Hatfield, from doctrine, and it bothers me. I said it concerns me this morning when I see that departure from doctrine. The Bible said in 2 Timothy that they would have a form of godliness but would deny the power thereof. And Paul, as he was concerned with Timothy, he was telling him, son, from such turn away. There's going to be some who are ever learning but never able to come, Sister Sarah, to the knowledge of the truth. What does that mean? Denying, literally disavowing, rejecting or contradicting, refusing to accept the final authority of the Word of God. I want to tell you this morning, the Holy Ghost is still about doctrine in 2020. Be careful now, because we are living in a world where that things are being presented with such smoke and lights. It's a flash in the pan, and I'm watching as churches everywhere, even in Iowa, popping up here and popping up there. We're watching as these come as you are type churches, these churches where anything goes and you can just be whatever you want to be. You can act however you want to act. Whatever goes on that platform just is whatever will be, folks. That's not the church that Jesus Christ gave His life for. That's not the church that He sent the Holy Spirit down to, but there was a church that was established on doctrine. The Bible says, for with authority He commanded the unclean spirits, and they do obey Him. Amen. When Jesus spoke, they were amazed at His doctrine, and it continued throughout the book of Acts, for the Bible says it was the apostles'
doctrine, amen, that was preached of the resurrection, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, and the church had a firm foundation. But if we're not careful, we'll allow the ways of the world to begin to erode the doctrines of the Word of God, amen, that we have been formed on. Listen, it's a form of godliness, but there are people everywhere who are denying the power thereof. Oh, I'm thankful I can walk into a camp meeting somewhere in the Bible Belt and know that I'm going to hear doctrine, that I'm going to feel the Spirit of God, and that godliness and that righteousness and holiness is going to be preached. And when I leave this place, there's going to be a transformation in my life and in my heart. Listen, the Holy Ghost is still about doctrine. Amen. Brother Hatfield, it said, with stammering lips and another tongue. You say, preacher, I didn't know that that was in the Old Testament. There it is. It's right there. Amen. This is the rest. This is the refreshing, pastor. Amen. That God is sending to the church. Oh, I want to defend the doctrine of the initial physical evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost is still speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. Amen. Throughout the scriptures, you're going to see where the Bible says there were other tongues. There was unknown tongues. The scripture said there were places where that Jesus spoke. There in Matthew 16, he said, they shall speak with new tongues. Hallelujah. I'm preaching to you this morning. The Holy Ghost is still about doctrine. And what started in the Old Testament, the same God that was moving on Elijah and the same God that was moving back in Genesis is the same God that moved at Pentecost, is the same God that's moving at camp meeting this year. And I say it's time for the church to embrace the doctrines of the Word of God again, and not just be driven by emotions and feelings. When that young preacher was up here a few minutes ago, I'm telling you, I'm thankful he was preaching the Word of God. Amen. Amen. I was watching a video the other day, and somebody said the new church popped up here in town, and he's got this great minister, and you got to watch him, I got on there, and Brother Jason, he's up there in his shorts and his t-shirt, and he's doing this little illustration, and it was just a little five-minute pep talk. It really wasn't. I get more listening, amen, to a NASCAR program, more spiritual significance from that than what I could have got from. And listen, folks, amen, everything that's going on behind the pulpit and everything that's happening on the platform across this nation today that's being done in the name of Jesus is not necessarily, amen, in line with the Scriptures and what the Word of God says. But you can always go back to the Bible and compare it to the doctrines of God's holy word and say, if it's written in the book, I can stand on it. I can hold to it because God's word has stood the test of time. Amen. What you've been doing up there in Iowa, have you been moving with the Spirit? Yes. Amen. But we're holding fast to the doctrines of God's word. We can't be standing on a foundation built by man's tradition. But we've got to stand firm on the Word of God. Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost, he's not going to speak of his own, but Jesus said he'll speak what I've told him to speak. He'll speak that which he's received from me. Amen. And that doctrine with stammering lips and another tongue, he's going to speak unto this people. Walked in last night, and I've been to some Monday night services at meetings. They don't always start like they did last night. But I'm thankful to be in the place where the Spirit of God is moving and where the gifts are in operation. Brother Bill White, amen, a Pentecostal church. Are there any Pentecostals here, amen, that are not ashamed? Let's say I'm a tongue-talking, Bible-believing, amen, baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire, a believer this morning in the doctrines of God's Word. Amen. It's the creed, it's the principles, it's the foundation of Pentecost. And we see here that the doctrine is what's written in the book, but then we find the demonstration is what begins to happen with the church. Amen. You see, we got to have that foundation sure and secure that we're standing on. Amen. I've got to be careful. I realize, amen, sometimes if you go to a camp meeting, you listen to preaching, and they'll get off on pet peeves and little traditions and standards and things, amen, that preachers, and they'll start preaching personal convictions, amen. But listen, I say we go back to the Word of God, amen, and let God's Word be the final authority in your life, because the doctrine is what's written in the book, and the demonstration will always follow the doctrine. Praise God. Amen. If it's a demonstration from the world and it don't line up with the doctrines of God's Word, I don't want no part of it. Amen. Amen. So as we look at this, we find that Pentecost, as God began to pour out His Spirit, was an experience long before it was a denomination. Amen. It was a personal experience long before it was a denomination. Pentecost was a lifestyle long before it was a movement. And I'm concerned with the way that some of the things are going with the movement and with Pentecost in general. As I read after some of these writers, their glossy covers on these book stands, if you're not careful, you'll get caught up in that mess. Hey, man, watching these guys saying this, the Lord saith this, and the Lord saith that, but it don't line up with God's Word, and they're just putting more money in their pocket so they can buy another jet and build another church, amen, and have a bigger ministry, folks. I'm thankful to be numbered with the Pentecostals, amen, not defined by a movement or a denomination. Hey, and listen, this morning I'm glad to be a part of those who are a part of that Book of Acts church where signs and wonders and miracles follow. Jesus said these signs shall follow them that believe. I'm glad to be among believers this morning. Amen. Not just converts and not just people, amen, who line up to a code of ethics and traditions, who are shamed into the rules and regulations of what a man would expect. Amen. But it's a joy, Brother Lucas Sanders, to do what the Word of God says. Amen. His commandments are not grievous. Amen. The Bible said the letter of the law kills, but the Spirit brings life. Hallelujah. I can take the doctrine when I begin to feel the demonstration of the Holy Ghost in my life. I need to move here quickly, but I want you to know, as we look at this, there are people who are denying, they're contradicting, they're disavowing, they're rejecting the doctrines of God's Word, and something is out of order in the church. Something is gone that used to be there. Brother Yates, there's ashes where there used to be fire. I was reading about the Great Chicago Fire, and the fire began to burn, and if you read history, back in the 1800s, this fire was burning, and it began to spread all up and down the river there, and as that fire was burning, warehouses full of wood began to catch fire. The coal warehouses near where the refineries and where they kept the coal and they brought in from the mine, that began to catch fire. And pretty soon, amen, history records, Sister Lindsay, how that fire jumped the river and began to burn on the other side. And now then there's loss of life and there's lots of things happening. Buildings are being burnt. But what I'm trying to say is that the fire began to spread very quickly and it looked like it was going to be out of control. Legend says it was Miss O'Leary's cow that kicked over the lantern in the stable that started that fire. I don't know. Amen. I wasn't there. But as I read that history, amen, it started to speak to me. The history records how there was a man that was riding his horse along that edge of that river, and there as he came to the bridge, he began to call out through the smoke. He said, "I see the smoke on the other side of the river. Is anyone over there?" And he waited, and he began to call and began to cry again. He said, "Through the smoke, I can see the smoke on the other side of the river." But he said, "Is there fire where you are?" And as I read that, I thought, oh, amen, when I come to camp meeting this year, amen, I want to be one that leaves with the fire of the Holy Ghost burning in my heart. So when the question is asked of me, as the world looks through the smoke of the past Pentecost. Amen. They begin to hear someone say, yes, there is fire burning where I am. Let the fire be burning on the altar, and the flame must never go out. I'm talking to you about something that begins to burn in the doctrines of God's Word. Amen. And then it begins to burn in your heart and mind. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. Doctrine and demonstration. We find here that in many times in the church today, we are watching things get out of order. We are watching places turn dry where there used to be rain. The anointing has left. The power is gone. And the prayer is gone. I drove past a couple churches as we was making our way up through Kansas. Places, Brother Gans, where we used to be as a boy. Amen. When you was preaching revival. And it grieved my heart to drive past the church and to look over to the side and see the weeds all grown up among the sign and the paint peeling off the church and the parking lot empty and the property uncared for. Amen. The past, the ashes, amen, of what used to be and what might have been. Listen, if Pentecost is lost this morning, it's lost to dead, dry formalism and ritualism in the church. Amen. If Pentecost is lost this morning, it's lost to a lack of prayer and praise. If Pentecost is lost this morning, it's lost to the vain traditions of men and the differences and divisions and denominations. Amen. If Pentecost is lost this morning, it's lost to the changing trends of our time. If Pentecost is lost this morning, it's lost to the fashions and fads of a church who's gone worldly. Amen. But I'm telling you this morning, God is calling us back to be a holy church. Amen. Without spot or wrinkle, burning with the fire of the Holy Ghost again. Amen. We cannot be a church world that's driven by people wanting that good feeling. But what we must do, Brother Yates, is return back to the doctrines of God's Word. Else we lose the power of God from moving in our midst. I want to see miracles and signs and wonders in the church. I want to see a demonstration. But it starts with going back to the doctrines of God's Word. Yea and amen. Hurrying here. I want you to notice with me, the Bible said in 2 Peter chapter 1, amen, that the word came forth not of any private interpretation. No prophecy of the scripture was by man, but the Bible said the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but the holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Oh, Brother Noah, I'd like to move God up in Iowa to begin to do what He wants to do in that church. But I believe it starts with this preacher, amen, at this camp meeting, saying, God, let the fire burn in me again. Amen. Realign my life with the doctrines of Your Word, and then bring the demonstration of the Holy Ghost, and we can walk in power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1997, the Chinese firefighters had been trying for years to put out a fire. History records the Bianji coal field started in 1560, began to burn. Brother Herridge, for 400 years, that fire burned. They couldn't put it out. They poured water on it. They tried to put dirt on it. They tried to put dust on it. They tried to overdo it with wind, bring these big fans in and blow the wind upon that with these waving types of fans and put the fire out. But all that it did, Sister Lindsay, was cause that fire to burn a little brighter and spread a little farther. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not just hot wind that's coming from behind the pulpit and spit and slobber when the preacher's up here. Amen. At an evening of a camp meeting. But I want to tell you that God is allowing the fire to burn. I'm asking Him to start a fire at this camp meeting that'll burn till next year. Amen. That'll burn for a decade. Praise God. That'll burn when these men have gone on to their reward. Brother Lucas, we need a fire that'll burn. Amen. For a long time. But it starts with the power of God moving in us. Moving in us. Listen, 400 years. 400 years. Hurry in here. It was H.A. Ironside who told the story of pioneers making their way across the central state. they traveled with their covered wagons drawn by oxen, progress became slow because at times fire would suddenly burst out on the prairie. Do you like something unexpected to happen? You can't mean it. It didn't bother me one bit we didn't have prayer requests. It didn't bother me one bit we didn't have special singing. It didn't bother me one bit that everything was upside down and sideways last night because the Holy Ghost had His way and was preaching to me and talking. It didn't bother me one bit we started with preaching this morning. Why? Amen. Because God was moving. I say, Lord, send the power down. Amen. But that's what happened there on the prairie. Sometimes the flame would begin to burn across the prairie. And the little girl, Janie, said to her father, Daddy, the flames are burning and I'm scared. And he turned to his little daughter Janie as they sat in that little wagon that was covered, amen, drawn by the oxen there on the prairie. He said, Janie, don't worry. He said, the flames, we're standing where the fire has already been. Praise God. Amen. Are you standing in a place where the fire's been burning for a while? Are you standing in the place this morning where the Spirit of God is moving? Are you just waiting on God to come to you? I'd like to be in that place that says, I know what God's doing, and I know how God's moving, and I want Him to have His way in my life. Amen. We're standing where the fire has already been. I can take you to 12th and Florence, Claremore, Oklahoma, to a little spot in any church now, maybe some kind of health clinic or something. God's counseling me, when we get the chance, we're going to go by there. I'm going to show her the spot where I got saved. I'm going to show her the spot where I got filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. They might have flowers and little beds and concrete curb there now. Amen. But there was something that happened where a fire began to burn in an 8-year-old kid's heart. Amen. The flame has flickered, Brother Gans, at 18 years. Amen. But the fire has never gone out. Amen. Brother Titus, you just keep on praying, brother. You just keep on fasting. You just keep on believing God. Amen. With stammering lips and an unknown tongue. God's going to raise up a prophetic voice to speak to His people in these last days, saith God. I'll pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. What are you preaching about, preacher? I'm preaching about a demonstration that's bigger than a riot in Washington, that's bigger than the streets of New York, amen, but a demonstration that starts happening at a camp meeting where the Spirit of God is moving in lives. Would you stand all across the house here this morning, begin to praise the Lord, amen. They were moved, the Bible says, by the Holy Ghost, moved by the Holy Ghost. Someone looked around. It was the year 1873. They saw all those people that were excited. They saw all those people that were getting things done. Brother Lucas, they saw all the people who were participators and were getting involved. Brother John Gans, and had a mind to work. Arthur O'Shaughnessy, in his 1874 poem, O'Day, he described them as powerful people who went on to make accomplishments. They went on and became active and influential, always moving forward and leading the way in their field of endeavor. History calls them the movers and shakers. Would you like to be a part of a group at a camp meeting that left Chelsea, Oklahoma at this weekend and say, I was a mover? The times when the Holy Ghost began to come into that room, I was a shaker. Amen. The scriptures in the book of Acts said they that are come here have turned the world upside down. You talking about a world-changing, lifestyle-changing transformation type of camp meeting? That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about just great preaching. I'm talking about a great move of the Holy Ghost and a great move of God's people. I said, how long has it been since we had an exodus from Egypt? How long has it been since we sanctified our heart and separated ourselves unto God and allowed the Holy Ghost? I said, allowed the Holy Ghost to bring back the doctrines of God's Word to our heart and realign our life and our thinking and our preaching once again with the Word of God. And that, my friend, will be followed with the demonstration of God's power. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him here this morning. His pastor's coming. What we need this morning what we need this morning. Oh, what we need this morning. What we need this morning. I wonder if there's some young people here today that would say, I want to see a demonstration in my generation. I want to see operations of the gifts. I want to see manifestations of God's power. I want to see the hand of God at work. If that's you, young person, you're here today. I want you to step out and say, I'm ready. I'm ready for a demonstration. I'm ready for a demonstration. Would you step out and just stand here across the front? Amen. Just stand across the front. I'm ready for a demonstration of God's power. I've heard about it. They've talked about it. I've read about it. But I'm ready for it. I want God to move in my life. If that's you, young person, would you step out? I'm talking to you here today. Amen. God wants you to get hungry, not just to join a riot or a clique or a club or to wave a sign or banner in protest. Amen. Or get on social media and join the crowd. But I want to ask you this morning, can you lift your hands? Can you raise your voice and begin to say, Lord, give me a demonstration of your spirit and your power in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we need some folks that are, they know the doctrines of God's word. They know what it is. Come on, lay hands on these young folks this morning. Begin to pray. Sisters, begin to pray. Pastors' wives, lay hands and begin to pray. And say, God, bring the doctrines back. Bring the word of God back. Bring the church back to alignment of your word. Come on, come on, come on. We need the Holy Ghost to move this morning. There's young folks here today that need a demonstration of the Spirit of God in their life. Oh, it's not enough just to read about doctrine. But I want God to work in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.